The cavernous sports bar near Johannesburg rings with the manic cries of England football fans. They watch one of their team's World Cup warm-up games on a giant TV screen. They sing their support for the Three Lions centre-back, John Terry. England fans are just as famous for their beer drinking as they are for their love of football. The alcohol fuels their often dry, sarcastic humour. When England's opponents almost score, the English supporters launch a verbal attack on some rival fans.
Where were you when they were shot?
Well, traditionally, we get strong in the second half.
Jim Sleeth is from Stoke in England, but now lives in Johannesburg with his wife, Ethel.
We couldn't get England games. Impossible to get an England game. That's obviously the team that I would have wanted to see.
He says England will beat the United States in its opening game in Rustenburg on June 12th.
I fancy 3-1.
3-1 to the US?
You haven't had a broken nose yet.
England also meets Algeria and Slovenia in the group stage. According to many soccer analysts, England won't go far in the competition if star striker Wayne Rooney fails to perform well. Even some England supporters, like Shane Wilson, feel this way.
No Rooney, no victory, eh?
Jim Sleeth remains confident England will progress to the World Cup knockout stage. But once it gets there, he says, England faces a monumental task, especially if it comes up against Argentina, who have perhaps the world's best player, Lionel Messi.
Argentina with Messi. Brazil are definitely going to be there. The Germans, if we play the Germans, it goes to penalties, we always lose. England have got to play out of their skins, really, to win this.
Even die-hard England fans, like Gareth Collins, doubt their team will win football's ultimate prize.
Myself, I'd love for that to happen, but I don't see it happening.
Why not?
Just their track record and how everything's been going when the guys get together and act as a team. They don't have it all in them to play together as they should.
His friend, South Africa supporter Tony de Kock, says the England team is overhyped.
England's chances are going to be the same as every World Cup. They've got none. They've got no chance of doing it. They've got lots of bark, no bite.
But while most of the world has been speculating about which team will win the cup, the English media has been filled with horror stories about crime in the host country. Jim and Ethel Sleeth appeal to England fans to be very careful in South Africa.
We do have a hell of a lot of crime. We have serious crime. We have hijackings. They need to know exactly where they're driving. If they get lost, they could be in serious trouble. If they drive into a township, anything can happen to them.
I was hijacked some years ago, and it's very scary. It's just
Shane Wilson hopes South Africa's high crime rate doesn't scare foreign fans away, especially the females.
We hope there's a lot of honeys from London, America, all those places coming over. We'll be here for them, eh? We'll protect the ladies.
Jim Sleeth says South Africa's cold winter obviously holds no fear for the English.
Well, we've seen football supporters in the UK, in the middle of the UK winter, pulling their shirts off. So obviously it depends on how much alcohol they're going to consume, and that's going to build up body heat.
The Sleeths are, however, concerned for the well-being of the ears of England fans. They say last year's Confederations Cup in South Africa taught them to hate vuvuzelas, the noisy plastic trumpets blown by local supporters.
We actually had tickets for the final, and I gave them away. The simple reason I gave them away was these bloody vuvuzelas. It is horrendous. The noise that those things make, it just creates headaches.
Please, God, let them fix that before the World Cup starts. Having said that, I'm looking forward to going to games with my earplugs and nuts.
If previous tournaments are anything to go by, England fans will be the loudest and the proudest at Africa's first World Cup, at least until the later stages, when their team is usually conspicuous by its absence. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor at the Grand Slam Sports Cafe near Johannesburg.